Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Trey Songz turns himself in, the cast of Stranger Things getting paid, the latest celebrity running for office, and I'll let you know how much snow we have on the way tomorrow. Melissa has the juice coming up.
One of the Trumps is getting a divorce, and it's all Danity Kane's fault.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wiggy has your sports.
The Celtics are back in action, but they'll be doing it without somebody special.
But first, well, some school districts in Massachusetts scrambling to get in the minimum 180 school days after all of the snow days that we've had. In Chelmsford, they're looking at like Good Friday, April Vacation Week, and are going to school on Saturdays to make up days. Bill Ricka, they're also looking into other options. And with more snow on the way, other schools may follow suit. So we'll see what happens there. Trey Songz turned himself into the L.A. Police Department facing a domestic violence charge. So the alleged incident happened when he was in L.A. last month for the NBA All-Star Weekend, where he's accused of brutally beating a woman at a party. She claims that he was upset that she was talking to another man. He did post $50,000 bond and was released. And around the time that he turned himself in, he tweeted that he was being lied on and falsely accused for someone else's personal gain. The stars of Stranger Things getting paid. Reports say the child actors on the show are getting 12 times their previous deals.
Wow.
Damn.
At least $250,000 an episode.
Woo!
And the show's adult actors are getting as much as $350,000 an episode. And the third season gets underway on April 23rd on Netflix.
That's good because a lot of those, I feel like a lot of those kids won't be doing anything else after Stranger Things.
I don't watch the show, so I don't know. But really?
Yeah, well, they have...
But why? I heard they're really good.
They have unique looks.
But how many child actors really make it big? You know what I mean? Think about all the child actors who turn out to be good adult actors. It's very difficult. They get burnt out.
Yeah.
And another celebrity running for office. So yesterday, former Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon, who played Miranda on the show... Miranda made it official.
Wow.
She will take on Governor Cuomo in New York's Democratic primary in September. And she released a video, I don't know if you guys saw, about how New York's her home. She's never lived anywhere else. Politicians are letting us down. And it's not like she has done nothing except acting, because I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, not another celebrity. But she's been very vocal about education issues. She served on an advisory board for Mayor de Blasio and has been an advocate for marriage equality. And she's married to an education activist, Christine Marinoni. So
good luck with
I'm telling
that.
You,
if it was like 15 years ago, you probably would have had a better chance of winning.
Damn.
When the show was hot, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Now everybody's like, who's this?
Yeah.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Okay, well, Vivica Fox says 50 Cent didn't want to have sex with her. She's got a book coming out which she describes their sex life as PG-13, saying that she always had to initiate it. 50 Cent, of course, clapped back on Instagram posting, that was 14 years ago. SMH, who does this? What the rhymes with pluck? Kirk Frost is the father of Jasmine's baby. We found this out in last night's premiere of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
No.
Now, it's been an ongoing storyline that Kirk, who's been married to Rashida since 1999, cheated on her with Jasmine, who had a baby boy who she said was Kirk's. The rest of the season, we'll see how Kirk, who is now separated with Rashida, tries to move back into the house and get his wife back. Although, this blogging site that I follow says that this whole thing is a storyline for the show and that Kirk is actually not the father of the baby in real life. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who to believe at this point. And Donald Trump Jr., speaking of not knowing who to believe, his wife of 13 years filed for divorce. We knew that. And now all the skeletons are coming out. Word is the son of our president fell in love with Aubrey O'Day, my girl, back in 2011 when they were filming Celebrity Apprentice.
Wow.
This story is so crazy to me, but it's funny because I watched Celebrity Apprentice, like, and now thinking back on it, I'm like, I'm not surprised. I don't know why. I'm just not surprised. He pursued her, apparently, and was planning on leaving his wife for her. But at the time, his wife had gotten pregnant with their fourth child. So he ended up telling Aubrey, listen, I can't do this. I got to stay with my wife. Mm-hmm. Funny part about all this is Aubrey actually recorded a song in 2013 and the title, DJT.
Is that what you want? You wanna believe that everything with me was a lie, a fantasy, and you want to go back and living the life that you have
Yeah, that must be a tribute to him because that is the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Right. I was like, is that a song or is it like she leaving a message
that's
or something?
That's like the interlude. Yeah. It gets into an actual song, but that's the best part of it.
I'm just going to predict the song part still sucks.
I say the best part, meaning the juiciest part, but yeah, the fact that it was called that, no one questioned it because no one really understood, but now we're looking back on it and it's like, damn. Then she went on to date Pauly D, which...
Wow, great choices.
No, I know. She definitely needs help in that department.
Her vagina should write a book.
Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Bees, they lost in overtime to the Columbus Blue Jackets last night, 5-4. Celtics will take on OKC tonight at 8 p.m. at the TD Garden, but they'll be without Kyrie Irving and Jaylen Brown. So Celts in action. Well, two of their best players. And that is your sports.
Well, it'll be mostly sunny today, 39 for your high. But here comes the snow. It'll turn cloudy and windy tonight. Then in the morning, the snow begins. It'll be light in the morning with the heaviest snow coming tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. It'll end Thursday morning. And as far as snow totals, it kind of depends on who you ask. Hearing 4 to 8 inches, 6 to 10, 8 to 12, but it looks like it's definitely a lot of snow, and the snow will end Thursday morning, as I mentioned. Right now, it's 24 degrees.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.